1 Peter chapter 4. What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls butterfly. The end of the world is coming soon. If it was near 20 centuries ago, how much more now? Fear of the inexplicable pandemic, climate change of the planet that shows signs of old age, the new world order, and other fears make many think that all this indicates that we are near the end of all things now. While we are unable to change the divine designs, because God is still in control of all things, there is something we can do: be sober and watch in prayer, or, as other translations say, prudent, calm, self-controlled, earnest, thoughtful, disciplined, serious, alert, clear-headed, sound-minded, staying balanced and focused on the things of God, so that your prayer will be clear, reasonable, specific, and pleasing to Him. The apostle adds, above all, have a fervent and unfailing love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. It overlooks unkindness and unselfishly seeks the best for others. Pray and love, a great combination. How wonderful it would be if, motivated by love, we forgave our neighbor, that is, the person that is near us. If you have been hurt by someone, so that your prayers may not be hindered. And today we begin a chain of phone calls, where one calls another to pray with him or her. If it's not you, who will start it? If not today, when will it happen? And so it will come to pass that what the caterpillar calls the end of the world, God will see as the birth of a butterfly. I'm going to do it. Will you do it too?